Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You may bring up anything that you'd like here. We have been focusing in the most recent segments on Detroit, and I honestly didn't think that it could get much more ridiculous, but Mark, you, this story that you have here, and I don't know what the source is, you can reveal that if you don't mind.
CranesDetroit.com.
CranesDetroit.com is revealing that the people calling themselves the City of Detroit, despite being in debt to the tune of, nearly $10 billion just for pensions and health care payments alone. Despite that and all the other bunches of creditors that they have for a variety of different things, despite not being able to give police services to people 24 hours a day anymore and cutting back dramatically on that in some neighborhoods, despite having 40% of their streetlights being just out because they're either broken or they can't afford to operate them. I mean, despite the myriad of problems facing this city, the fact it's so bad they've gone into bankruptcy, they've decided that one of the best ways that they can spend what little money that they may have left, and I don't even know where this is going to come from.
Bonds.
Okay. They're going to be floating bonds.
They're proposing a bond at about 6%.
To build a brand new stadium in order to retain the Red Wings, which is apparently a hockey team in Detroit. They're going to spend $450 million, or what, fronting 60% of that or something, and the rest of it's going to be the team owners or something, or some other investors?
I can't figure out where the other money is going to come from, but the 60% is definitely coming from the property taxes.
So, over $200 million, Detroit has, the city, people calling themselves the City of Detroit have determined that this is going to be the solution. We're going to save the City of Detroit by keeping a hockey team that has been here already for years and hasn't saved the city.
We were just reading a story talking about people that are due a pension from the city and they're not going to get it. How do you think these people feel when they're told, oh, you're not going to get your pension?
Maybe they'll give them a season pass.
Yeah, but here's a pass to go see the Red Wings.
You get a free beer every time you go. I mean, it's ridiculous.
How crazy
are they going to feel? I mean, how does anybody feel about this? I mean, who but all the most ridiculously extreme Red Wings fans could possibly be, and the team owners, could possibly be excited about this? Does anybody who's in Detroit look at the news about this and say, yeah, you know, I mean, $200 million, that's not too bad. I mean, we're going to get some business here. But wait a minute. The Red Wings haven't saved Detroit. Keeping the Red Wings hasn't saved Detroit. Is losing the Red Wings really going to hasten the end of Detroit?
It really doesn't matter. You know, having people with their government, it's really just about taking money from lots of people and then just spending it. And people always benefit from the spending.
The team owners.
Yep. No matter if it's buying a sports arena or whatever, someone's going to benefit from that. And, you know, it's probably friends of the politicians that are going to benefit from spending that money on the
construction companies are going to benefit big time off of that.
Under the deal, Olympia keeps all revenue generated by the arena, including concessions. Olympia is the company that's going to be basically handling the, you know, it's handling
the other side of the deal. Okay.
Yeah. You know, they're the ones benefiting.
I see.
And all the money from any naming rights deals, there'll be a 5-year renewal options for its 35-year management deal.
So basically, Detroit, the City of Detroit people are just sinking $200 million, you know, 200 whatever, 10, 15, whatever that percentage.
Almost 300.
Down. Almost 300 million?
So $270 million, and that's assuming that anyone's going to buy this crappy bond of theirs at 6%.
So they can't spend the money unless people actually buy the bonds?
As I understand it.
They don't have it. Obviously, they can't possibly have the $200 million in a bank account somewhere, right? Because that would have gotten raided for by the emergency manager. So, wow. Yeah, so these bonds will be going out to anybody who's willing to buy, right? Banks or whoever it is that wants to buy in.
I'm not an expert when it comes to bonds. I don't know, you know, municipal bonds. I don't know this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to assume that that's a correct statement. I mean, I don't have the inside deal.
What kind
here.
Of
just
crazy fool would buy? I mean, you have to be off your effing rocker.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine buying one of these bonds at 20%.
I mean, I guess if you don't like somebody, you could buy them a bond. You know, Like, here, I bought you a bond.
Yeah. For Detroit.
Put your hope into this.
It's worse than a gift certificate.
I'll sell them my. I still have. I think I still have a certificate for like 45 shares of Enron or something.
There is a perfectly good stadium. It's called the Silver Dome. As we pointed out in 2009, it sold for a fraction of its original price. Originally, it was $55 million, and that was in 1970s dollars. And according to Wikipedia, the adjusted cost of that $55 million in 2013 dollars is $238 million. So there's a perfectly good stadium in town already that sold for just over half a million bucks. They're still using that thing for, sports teams.
Canadian soccer team or something, right?
And so let's see. February 2010, the 2010 NBA All-Star Game broke the indoor sporting event record with an attendance of 108,000. That was at Cowboys Stadium. But they previously had the largest attendance at the Silver Dome. I apologize. That was in 1987 for WrestleMania 3. But it's still there. Somebody got themselves a hell of a deal on that stadium, and now the city of Detroit is going to pony up $270 million. I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's unreal, because the juxtaposition is that just a few years ago, they sold this stadium that basically nobody wanted, right?
Yeah.
It sold for $500,000. So a
change.
So if you sell a stadium in that area, you're going to get $500,000 for it.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, let's build a new one for $450 million.
God. I mean, I just can't even imagine what these people are thinking. I mean, this is such a good old boys network thing. Like, in the midst of bankruptcy, they come to the city of Detroit to try to work out this deal, and the city people are like, yeah, that's a great idea to revitalize the city. We're going to revitalize Detroit by spending another $200 million on another boondoggle.
That's what it really comes down to. It's all about revitalization. They've got a couple of examples that they cite here.
About how it'll work?
It worked here and it worked there. Why wouldn't it work in Detroit?
What about all the places where government has, of course they're not going to cite these, but what about all the examples of government-built, say, convention centers that have completely fallen on their face? Because the government people can't manage it. They don't know what the demand is in the marketplace. They aren't subject to market signals because they can just collect tax dollars. So, if the convention center goes unsold, it's not the end of the world for the government. They're not really motivated to book a bunch of conventions.
The risk is never upon the people in government, and they're the ones making the choices, and that's the problem. When you have a private citizen or person that wants to go into business, they're taking on the burden. But these government workers, they can just spend your money and as much of it as they want. Even when they're going into bankruptcy, they can spend another $270 million on a stadium that they have no responsibility for.
Olympia touted sports venue projects in Los Angeles, San Diego, Indianapolis, and Columbus as examples of public-private spending that rehabilitated blighted or downtrodden city areas.
Those cities totally remind me of Detroit.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think of
a bunch of Californian cities.
Well, Indianapolis and Columbus. I wanted to say those places are warm, but I can't figure out, looking at these four cities, what made them work and what didn't. I don't know. I think you're just, you're playing, you're putting money on the roulette table, other people's money,
sure,
and hoping to benefit.
And the only people that are benefiting is this company that is doing the deal.
You could do that, right? Like, well, city fathers have decided to go to Las Vegas and bet $400 million on a roulette table. City fathers point out, Josie in Poughkeepsie, she won $1 billion or whatever. I mean, all you have to do is point out some people that won. But have better luck going to Vegas and putting it on black.
And also, they're supposing that those projects that they're citing actually were the reasons for turning an area around. We don't know that that's the case.
No idea. The idea that just one thing is going to somehow change the culture of an area, that one football stadium is going to do that. I don't know if I believe that at all.
Al won $1 million.
Al.
You could too.
Oh, 855-453. Yeah, exactly. You can take control of the airwaves. I mean, just, can it get much more absurd out of Detroit? And I don't know how they can top this one. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like here toll free at 855-453. You can also, of course, listen online. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, get tuned into our live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of those streams. You can tune into whichever one fits your internet connection speed the best. They're all free, and they're available around the clock. So the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can get a list of our over 115 radio stations from coast to coast on AM and FM. We've got also satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where Free Talk Live is heard all 7 nights a week. In addition to that, you can hear Free Talk Live on Free to Air, which is a KU band across North America as well as Central America. That's thanks to Bitcoin. And we've got a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Learn about them all at listen.freetalklive.com.
QuantumVibe.com is an online comic that's updated daily, or at least week daily. It's in full color. It's science fiction genre. And it's, you know, really for the liberty crowd. Go check it out at quantumvibe.com. It is well worth the read. I really enjoy it, and check it out. I don't know if I get it every day, but I do go you know, catch back up every opportunity I get. So probably at least once a week, if not more than that. And I'm currently working my way through the new hard copy Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. They take the first 400 strips of the popular epic story. Available for free at quantumvibe.com. Scott Beezer has collected them all into a trade paperback volume, and it's great. It is low as $15 at bigheadpress.com, or you can get it at a bit of a discount at shop.freetalklive.com through Amazon. It's quantumvibe.com.
Detroit, 25 facts about the fall of Detroit. This from theeconomiccollapseblog.com. Now, each one of these does have an article that they're citing in their alleged facts, so you can go and dig through and look at the details. There's one of them that, for instance, has a bunch of the cheap houses. There's one that's there for $39. Looks a little bit burned, a little singed there at the top. $70.
$100 for a few bucks.
You have to ask yourself, why did the property owners even bother trying to sell them at that price? I mean, really, do you really need that $100 that bad that you're going to even bother wasting the time and the effort to try to sell
it? Maybe the city won't give it, won't let him go. Won't let him give it away. I'd just call the city and give it to him.
Yeah. Okay, so number one, at this point, the city of Detroit owes money to more than 100,000 creditors. Two, Detroit is facing $20 billion in debt and unfunded liabilities. That breaks down to more than $25,000 per resident. Back in 1960, number three, the city of Detroit actually had the highest per capita income in the entire nation.
Yeah, how far have they fallen?
Number four, in 1950, there were about 296,000 manufacturing jobs in Detroit. Today, there are less than 27,000. Five, between December of 2000 and December of 2010, 48% of the manufacturing jobs in the state of Michigan were lost. Six, there are lots of houses available for sale in Detroit right now for $500 or less.
Oh, yeah.
Seven, at this point, there are approximately 78,000 abandoned homes in the city.
Wow, 78,000 abandoned homes.
Right.
So people are abandoning them. They're just leaving them. They're not even trying to get the $100.
About one-third, number eight.
And cities are still giving people free housing. Send them to Detroit.
there's housing in Detroit. Plenty of houses there.
Yeah, let them homestead. I mean, all this land that's been, you know, essentially taken over by the city, let it be homesteaded by folks. Number eight, about one-third.
I'm sure you can homestead there. I'm sure you can.
Like, there's no code enforcement coming around enforcing in some neighborhoods, right?
Now, the problem is
these houses are missing windows.
Yeah, they probably don't have anything, and they've probably been stripped of the copper and stripped of everything.
Everything,
right?
Door handles, everything.
Yeah, they probably don't have running water and stuff like that. But as I understand, they've had situations where people like growing pigs in their backyard and stuff, and the city comes around and as though they don't have anything to do, they're confiscating people's pigs.
It's ridiculous.
Number eight, about one-third of Detroit's 140 square miles is either vacant or derelict. Number nine, an astounding 47% of the residents of the city of Detroit are functionally illiterate. Number 10, less than half of the residents of Detroit over the age of 16 are even working at this point. Number 11, if you can believe it, 60% of all
children... What are they doing?
Collecting welfare? I don't know.
From whom?
The city?
The city's giving out welfare?
I bet you the welfare department hasn't shut down, Mark.
An organization that's filing for bankruptcy is giving... Well, here, if you've...
Go check
it out. Here's a little place to cut. I'm not saying that people don't need help, but if you can't afford it, you certainly shouldn't be giving it out. Let them go to the next town.
Number 11, if you can believe it, 60% of all children in the city of Detroit are living in poverty. Number 12,
wow.
Detroit was once the fourth largest city in the U.S., but over the past 60 years, the population of Detroit has fallen by 63%. 2013, the city of Detroit is now very heavily dependent on the tax revenue it pulls in from the casinos in the city. Right now, Detroit is bringing in about $11 million per month in tax revenue from the casinos. And that was something that I mentioned during the break, and Marcus has a sort of a related story to what I was saying, and that is that maybe if Detroit were to legalize marijuana, you know, and make it so it's like the marijuana mecca of the United States, maybe that could bring some tourism into the city, and I would think that would have a better chance of saving the city than building a new Red Wings stadium. But nonetheless, it looks like gambling is helping the city a little bit. So why not go all the way? Let's make Detroit Vice City.
It would definitely bring some interest to it. That's for sure. And they certainly need something. They're not doing so well.
Number 14. There are 70 Superfund hazardous waste sites in Detroit.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
Oh my God! What a disaster.
Number 15, 40% of the streetlights do not work. 16, only about a third of the ambulances are running. 17, some ambulances in the city of Detroit have been used for so long that they have more than 250,000 miles on them. 18, two-thirds of the parks in the city of Detroit have been permanently closed down since 2008. Two-thirds. So that's one of the big deals about government is, they provide the parks. Well, not if they're closed. You can't even go in there. It's probably a crime now to go in the park. It's trespassing.
And the problem is that the government is lording over so many things in so much area that now that they're in this spiral, there's all these things that they're responsible for just falling apart.
Yeah, I think I read a story, I think it was out of California today, where they, you know, all kinds of people got in trouble for fixing up some spot in their city. Yep. As a matter of fact, it was posted on our Facebook page here. It's from Marysville, California, where some people were fixing up like the bathrooms around a boat dock or something like that. And of course, the government bureaucrats said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, don't fix something without permission.
Number 19. Now, this is unusual to see anywhere. They actually have cut the size of the police force by about 40% over the past decade. Number 20, when you call the police in Detroit, it takes them an average of 58 minutes to respond. 21, due to budget cutbacks, most police stations are now closed to the public for 16 hours a day. They're only open during business hours.
For 8 hours.
During daylight, yeah.
Right, that's when you need the cops, during the day, not at night.
The violent crime rate in Detroit, number 22, is 5 times higher than the national average. 23, the murder rate in Detroit is 11 times higher than New York City. 24, wow. Today police solve less than 10% of the crimes that are committed in Detroit. And finally, 25, crime has gotten so bad in Detroit that even the police are telling people to enter Detroit at your own risk. That's them admitting that they can't do anything to help you.
It's crazy. 90% of crimes unsolved.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts on Detroit or maybe what's happening where you live. This is Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. acids. Radiation vibrates blood proteins. Breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Mark says he's got six ways to fix Detroit, which I'm interested in hearing those. We'll get to those here in a moment. And the we in the studio includes me, Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And we're going to get right back into your phone calls, but want to remind you about the Free State Project. They are now well over well over 70% of the way to reaching the goal of 20,000 people who have stated that their intent is to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That is the goal. That is the reason why the three of us are here. And why over 1,100 people are like us already here in New Hampshire who've moved. Marcus came up from New Jersey. Mark and myself came up from Florida. People are coming from all across the country and indeed all around the world to get active here in New Hampshire, because liberty-minded people who've been active wherever it is that they live or wherever you live, you know that you're almost nearly alone in most things that you might have tried to do. It's hard to find people who not only love liberty, it's hard enough to find those people, but also who not only love liberty, but are willing to stand up for it, that are willing to put some freedom on the line, put a little bit of money on the line, a little bit of time and effort into actually becoming more free. It's hard as hell to find those people, so why not go to where all of them are going, or at least a good chunk of them are? A lot of people are coming to New Hampshire from all around. I was talking with a guy recently who was interested in moving. I guess he's planning a move to New Hampshire. He's from Sarasota, Florida, where Mark and myself are originally from, and I made a comment that the exodus continues from Florida, because I can almost fill two hairs from Sarasota. I can almost fill two hands with the total number of people who've left just Sarasota to come up here to be active here.
You know, when I first came up to New Hampshire for Liberty Forum, which is the wintertime event put on by the Free State Project, I met people from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, and then I ended up meeting people from New Jersey, from New York, and they were people I didn't know prior mm-hmm. to that. and some of those people have moved up and some have not. I did, obviously. But it's really interesting because when you do come up for like an event, you might meet people from your area that you didn't know.
And for whatever reason, that draws people together, even though it doesn't mean necessarily that you have anything in common. But, it, you know, for whatever reason, people like that they know people from their area. And there are people from all across the world.
Well, you can relate to them on certain things.
Certain things, sure. Like, you know, the garbage state.
Sure.
So, 855-453, please go to freestateproject.org. Check out the brand new fancy website. It looks great. It looks very 2013, and I'm glad they've upgraded that. It looks awesome. So be sure you drop by freestateproject.org. Get signed up if you love liberty. If you don't love liberty, you just stay right where you are and enjoy listening to the show. In fact, I saw a post on one of the hater groups. There's a Free Keen from the Free Staters group recently created on Facebook, and one lady posted there talking about how she used to live in Keene, but she left, and one of the reasons she left was those freak Keeners that are around. And I said, thank you so much. Please, can you bring some of your other friends with you that think like you? Because the more people that, you know, hate freedom that leave New Hampshire, the easier our job is as activists. Because if they're not in the communities to talk S about the people that love freedom, then that's only a good thing as far as I'm concerned. So maybe that's what we'll see happen as more activists. Because, again, we're only at about like 5% of the target of 20,000. Like, only about 5% are already here. So when we've got 5,000, 10,000 activists here, 20,000 someday maybe, when we get up to those numbers, it'll become really frustrating for those statists, those people that love the government, those people that worship the idea of the state. They're already having a tough time. They're already saying things like, there's one state rep who said that the Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state. And that's only at 5% of the total movers. So imagine if they're that frustrated now where they're saying we're the greatest threat and some of them are just picking up and leaving. Imagine how frustrated they'll be in another 5 years or 10 years from now.
And the best part is that if you move, you get to be a part of this. You get to be around this and be involved and be part of it.
Now, I don't want to frustrate anybody, but I'd like to see people change their mind and embrace the ideas of liberty. But if they are going to continue to support violence against their neighbor, then I'm not going to shed any tears if they decide to pack it up and go to Florida, which is where she moved to, by the way.
A lot of people move to Florida from up here.
Exactly.
You know, this is what when they tell Free Staters, you know, when the suggestion is that we should go home.
Yeah.
Oh, you go down and get all the people from New Hampshire out of Florida, and I'll go back.
Actually, get all the New Jersey and New York people out too.
Well, I think that the people that would claim that we should leave their state have this kind of state thing wrapped up in their brain. You just go down and get all the people from New Hampshire out of Florida, and I'll go back.
Matula is in Washington, and Matula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
What's up, Ian, Marcus, and Mark? How you guys doing this evening? Hey, I want to talk about Detroit.
Yes.
I agree with your guest, or actually he's not a guest now. He's been on for a minute. But what he said was Detroit is pretty much doomed because it's an engineered design collapse. I mean, the whole money come from the motor industry. They collapsed that back in the early 90s down in the South. And then they spent like millions of, billions to send it to overseas. They spent lots of money to send General Motors overseas. So it's design, dude. There's no way around that. It's design. That city's done.
I don't know if it's designed as much as it is just incompetence of people.
It's a combination of both.
Okay.
It's a combination of both, bro.
But well, I think anyway, it's designed in that they're looking for cheaper labor. I think that part is absolutely designed.
But he's saying the crash is designed.
Well, it's
this whole thing was orchestrated.
They sent GM. It's the Motor City, bro. They sent all the jobs overseas. I mean, what do you expect?
Is that a design? I mean, I guess it's a design.
Well, I don't know if there's some. Are you suggesting there's like some shadowy cabal of elites that made these decisions, or that it was just
accurate?
Yes, it is, bro. Because they did it in the early '90s down in the South. They had the smaller. You know what I'm saying? It's like Detroit's a motor city. That's where all the cars and stuff come from. But they had like stuff down in the South, and they sent those jobs overseas years ago. It's just a matter of time before you see what's happening. You know.
Well, it is an issue. it can be an issue when you have a very large industry all centered in a city with lots of people working, and then things change and cheaper labor becomes available. The people who are in charge are going to wield their power to make that happen, to move to a different place. And that's obviously, no matter what, China, it's going to hurt the people.
China. I mean, I understand that, but they actually spent money to send. They actually spent billions of dollars to send.
Who's they?
Overseas.
You talking about GM or are you talking about the U.S. government?
I'm talking about both of them.
Well, certainly the government bailed out, you know, GM with the taxpayer dollars. So.
Hey, that's something to wrap around your head around. I'll talk to you guys.
I appreciate it, Mottola, and thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to Helen. She's listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Hi, yeah, but I'm originally from Chicago, spent a lot of time in Michigan. My heart is breaking over what's happening in Detroit. And they're desperate, so, all right, I'm just scrambling to come up with any ideas here. You know how Stevie Wonder started this thing, and now there's about 40 musicians who are boycotting. They
Florida.
Will not perform in any states that have the Stand Your Ground law. Not just Florida, any state that has Stand Your Ground laws.
It's like 25 of states, yeah.
Didn't New Hampshire refuse to overturn that? Wasn't it proposed that New Hampshire was going to overturn Stand Your Ground?
There's
and
not
it,
too
it
many
failed?
Singers, big-time singers, that are rushing off to Manchester, New Hampshire anyway. So, I mean, you know.
But I'm just asking, do you recall that, Mark? I know that there was a proposal this year to overturn Stand Your Ground, but I believe
it
failed, didn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so New Hampshire still has that.
I don't know. But this is all right. So they can't, musicians cannot boycott Detroit because there's nothing really going on there now. But how about Motown? How about all these people who have become millionaires and billionaires, a few of them? Why don't these musicians get together and do something? They can't boycott, but they could do something to support Detroit. That's just an idea.
What do you think they're going to do? Do a benefit concert for the city?
Yeah,
the city will just blow the money on a stadium.
No. They've got to get it back into, like, a real government, not this manager. You know, the manager is a partner in a...
Well, stand by, Helen. I don't know if you heard the news. You guys in Ithaca only get the third hour. So the news is that Detroit, despite all their financial woes, is going to spend $270 million on a brand new stadium.
No, that's just the taxpayers.
Right, that's the taxpayers. More coming up here in moments. We can bring Helen back in. Your calls welcome as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America, laboratory grade, and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Well, what's your name here in this episode of the program? But if you don't get in tonight, that's no big deal, because we've always got another one coming up in 21 hours. Every single day, we're here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, live. You can reach us at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. And you can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Send us a contact request. It will be approved, and it will make it easy for you to connect with us from that point on. So once again, freetalklive.com is our website. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. Amp stands for advertise, market, and promote. And it means that you can send us $5 a month through any major credit card on PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard on our website. It's an automatic payment program, so once you sign up, you really don't have to think about it. You know, and it's $5 a month. That's less than the price you would pay if you went to a fast food joint to get some lunch. So for us, it makes a big difference. That $5 a month, we combine it with others. It's invested into the show. It sends us to talk radio conferences, to schmooze it with the big wigs. We also use it to advertise in industry publications and online, bring new listeners to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and it's worth $5 a month, you like the show, that makes a big difference. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Helen is back with us listening in Ithaca to WNYY. And Helen, you're saying that you think that the music artists that have made it big over the years, maybe they could do something for Detroit. And I suggested that even if they had some sort of fundraiser benefit concert, if they turn that money over to the city, they'd blow it on something stupid like a brand new stadium that they're planning on spending another $200+ million on.
Yeah, but you know what? The people of Detroit are not speaking. The Governor Schneider there, he appointed this manager of the city. So he basically dissolved the local government. So he's got, and this guy is an attorney. Okay, and guess what? He's a partner in a bankruptcy firm. So he's the one who's pointed them towards bankruptcy. And so I do know about the stadium. So at this point, we don't know where the funds are coming from or going from. But
well, they have no funds at this moment, at least as far as paying for the stadium.
whatever, 18 million, whatever that is.
Billion, billions of dollars in debt.
Yeah, then they've got all their art and whatever.
Look, I don't deny what you're saying, that this, you know, emergency manager, he's probably as corrupt or as crooked as anybody else in the state government. But, you know, the fact is, if they weren't in so bad in debt, then that never would have had to have happened.
But that county was like 20 years ago is one of the highest per capita income areas in the country. I mean, they were doing really well.
Yeah.
We sent our manufacturing overseas. They lost so many jobs, but they've got all these people creeping out on the outskirts in these suburbs of Detroit. So if they put that stupid stadium in there, then they'll have a little playground for the rich people to go to, and all these pensioners are screwed. You know, they're not paying attention to the money that these people have also paid into it themselves. Plus, you know, they contracted it. They took lower wages, you know, to have a pension. And now they're like in their 80s and they're living on less than, you know, their $20,000 a year pension is going to be reduced further. But what has happened now is that the case has moved from the Supreme Court in Michigan to the federal bankruptcy court. And so
that's correct. And the federal court has put a permanent freeze on the three lawsuits challenging the bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's good that there's a freeze, because there's a lot of stuff that needs to be worked out. And No.
He hasn't frozen the bankruptcy. He's frozen the challenges to the bankruptcy.
Oh, the pensions, you mean?
Well, there have been three different challenges. One of them's from at least one of them's from the pensioners, and then there's a couple others as well. And all of those have been put on hold. They've been permanently frozen as the bankruptcy thing continues on. So the federal judge is making sure the bankruptcy continues, is what he's doing.
Yeah, there's no magic here, Helen. Sadly, I mean, the city has sold its assets. This stuff smells.
And Governor Schneider, when it was put to a vote, 83% of the population said they did not want to have a manager put in charge of Detroit. And then like a week or two later, Schneider snuck it in. And if you want to hear of a hero, Virge Venero, who is the mayor of Lansing, who ran as a Democrat against Schneider, who's a Republican. I mean, this guy is articulate, outspoken, and he cares for the little guy. And,
he's lucky he didn't win, because then they'd be blaming him for all this stuff.
Well, who cares who blames what? Just, like, let's fix the problem.
Politicians care about that. Politicians are very concerned with that. And there's no fixing this, man. I mean, it's just going to be a downward spiral, and I don't think there's anything that's going to get him out of it.
The fix is the rich get richer, it looks like. And then
that's really the issue here, Helen, because the municipality, which hopes to continue on in the future, either A, has to have access to loans, or B, is going to fulfill its promises to the people who used to work for it. I mean, what do you think it's going to pick?
The municipality already decided, but they're not... You've got a bunch of poor people there. It's 85% African-American. All the jobs are shipped out. All the rich white people are sitting in the suburbs like vultures waiting to, like, prey on the place.
What are they going to get out of it?
They're going to privatize the whole place. It's going to be a bunch of, you know...
So
you think Detroit's going to end up a private city?
No, it'll be a bunch of gated communities, an amusement park, like that beautiful island, which was designed by the same landscape architect who did Central Park in New York. That thing is going to be sold. Everything's going to be sold to the highest bidder. And it's just like, get all the...
I bid $3!
Right now you can buy all you want for a buck a lot.
I'm going to buy that house you told me was $75 or something. All right.
There's cheaper ones than that. Thanks, Helen, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't know if her predictions are going to come true. I mean,
I'll tell you, now's the time to invest.
Right.
I mean, if her predictions are the case, let's buy up a whole block for $500.
Good on whoever it is that decides to pour money into Detroit in the hopes that they'll be able to make money there. I mean, there are people who can make money off of economic downturns. So, you know, good for them. But not the place where I would put some money.
I don't know enough about it. It sounded to me like maybe there's this idea that someone's planning all this bad, you know, financial stuff to happen so that they could buy it up and turn it into something else. I don't know that that's happening. But
that sounds paranoid to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It just,
I think people are planning to move south. It's cold up there. I mean, they don't call the Rust Belt for nothing.
Hey, Brandon's actually on the line in Detroit. Let's bring Brandon on here. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I really like the idea of the Free State Project, and if I could afford to move to New Hampshire, I would. But I can't afford New Hampshire, so I chose Detroit instead.
Okay.
And what it has to offer for freedom, I mean, it's kind of a good and bad. If you call the cops, they don't come.
And
it sounds cliche, you know, people say it, but no, it's true. If a cop comes within an hour of calling them, you're lucky.
Yeah, I think that you have an opportunity to take a look at what a case study might be in private policing when it comes to Detroit.
Yeah, you got the Threat Defense Center there, which is doing private policing and doing it very well.
If people who love freedom, who are in Detroit, do manage to build Detroit back up, do you think that its municipality and its bureaucrats and its politicians are going to go away? They're going to say, oh my God, the free market works. We're just going to have to let these people do their thing on their own. Or do you think they're going to say, thank you very much, now pay your taxes, or we're going to take your property?
Well, the richer neighborhoods in Detroit, there are some nice pockets of Detroit that are safe and clean and do not look like the rest of Detroit. And some of them do have private security, private police that run around in Hummers that are armed and everything, look like more military than our police. But I mean,
so are you going to answer my question?
Which is exactly.
My question is the people that love liberty who are in Detroit, do they have the expectation that somehow Detroit is going to become a liberty utopia because the politicians who are, after you build it back up through, you know, using the free market, the magic of the free market, that the politicians are going to go away and not demand money from you?
Well, Detroit is interesting because most of the people here don't really care about liberty, and most of the people here don't vote. It wouldn't take a great majority to gain control.
How many do you need?
Well, I mean, the population is down. I don't know. I can't give you an exact number.
700,000 currently.
You said 130?
Well, no, 100. There's 700,000 people there, but how many of them vote? You know, so how many people do you need?
Vote, and then how many do you need to win an election? Now, the county sheriff is running for mayor of Detroit right now. The sitting incumbent sheriff is running for mayor. Nobody likes the mayor. Really, if we could get a constitutional sheriff, or if any county could get a constitutional sheriff.
Any county, anywhere.
How many voters do you need for that?
I think you have support in the outside communities around Detroit.
All right. So I was trying to get a more specific answer, but maybe you want to call in another time. Are you part of the Free Detroit Project?
No.
Okay, because I've seen this on Facebook. There are people that do promote the idea of liberty people moving to Detroit.
It sounds like a disastrously bad idea.
It sounds better than moving to D.C., but not much better. Thanks for the call, Brandon. We'd love to talk to you about it further, but we're out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com. Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.